RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveys the development steps to compete globally. Indonesian President says the Scout should be innovative in keeping the unity of Indonesia. Indonesian President explains plan of Jember Airport expansion. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveyed the government's ongoing development effort to compete with other countries in the millennial era nowadays. In a public lecture at Muhammadiyah University of Jember on Sunday, the President said the effort included infrastructure development in various parts of Indonesia. The President said that infrastructure development is an important basis for the need to compete in the global arena. However, President Joko Widodo added, the more important aspect that gets the government's attention is the aspect of human resources development. By implementing the development of infrastructure and human resources, President Joko Widodo is optimistic that Indonesia will be able to compete in the global arena.
Dalam menyelesaikan nantinya kita berkompetisi bersaing dengan negara-negara lain.
In competing, we are competing with other countries. We need infrastructure. It's a basic. Why should we build toll roads, building port, building airport, building power plants? Because these are the key, the basic key. So we have a competitiveness. If this is almost done, we will go into the second big round, namely human resources development. This is what we have to do. If these two steps finished, then we go into the next phases such as industrial phase, services, and IT. This will be easier because the foundation has already strong. The Indonesian government is currently actively implementing infrastructure development in various regions in Indonesia. In 2017, it was recorded that the government allocated more than 300 trillion rupiah for infrastructure development. With regard to human resources development, one aspect that is currently being encouraged is improving the quality of students through vocational education. At the end of his public lecture, delivered at the Muhammadiyah University of Jember, President Joko Widodo hoped that the people can know the effort undertaken by the government. According to the President, although the development of infrastructure is more visible, the human resources development still becomes a priority. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, as the Scout leader, gave a speech during the 56th Scout Day and the 11th National Raimuna Scout Movement, which is held on August 13-21, 2017, at Cibubur Campground, East Jakarta. President Joko Widodo, as members of the Scout Movement, not only train in raging, but have to make breakthrough, not thinking linearly, and not get stuck in routines to anticipate global change. According to the President, the duty of guarding the scout for always enthusiastic is actually on the shoulders of Indonesian young people.
Usia gerakan pramuka semakin bertambah, tapi saya minta semangatnya.
Although the age of the scouts is growing, but we demanded that their spirit must always young and productive to work, must be innovative, must be creative, and should always be at the forefront of maintaining the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, and to be the forerunner of change in our beloved country. Because remember, scout is the king of front works, means a young soul who likes to work. President Joko Widodo said that the scouts must always keep their young spirit. The scout is a Y generation, so their way of thinking is different from the previous generation because they are a creative and innovative generation. Attending the 56th anniversary of the scouts were President Megawati Sukarnoputri, then I Commander General Gatot Nurmantio, Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, a number of ministers and members of the House of Representatives. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the government is preparing the plan for the development of Noto Hadinegoro Airport in Jember, East Java. Speaking after distributing Smart Indonesia card to a number of students on Sunday in Jember, East Java, the president said the planned expansion of Noto Hadinegoro Airport is scheduled to begin in 2018. The president is targeting the expansion of the airport to be completed by 2019. The construction of Noto Hadinegoro Airport will include runway extension and terminal expansion. According to the president, the development plan will cost 350 to 400 billion rupiah.
We have prepared Jember Airport. We will start in 2018. Runways will be extended and the terminal will be enlarged. It will finish in 2019. It takes 2 years. A sub-embarkation, it needs a long runway. The terminal must be enlarged. We have explained about the plan yesterday to the regent already. The budget is from central government. There's no problem. We have checked all. The budget is approximately 350 to 400 billion rupiah.
Meanwhile, Director General of Air Transportation of the Ministry of Transportation, Agus Santoso, said that currently the runway of Noto Hadinegoro Airport is 1,700 meters long and can only be used by small planes. To that end, the runway will be extended to 2,250 meters. According to him, the need for the development of Noto Hadinegoro Airport is felt considering the increasing needs of the community will expand the airport. So far, Noto Hadinegoro Jember Airport can only be used for small-sized aircraft with short flight distance. The expansion of the airport is expected to improve the service of long-haul flights to the community, including for Hajj departure. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Sunday in Jember, East Java, handed over land certificates to people in Jember District and the surrounding areas. The distribution of land certificates is part of the government's national priority programs. In his speech, the president reminded the people who received the land certificates to utilize the certificates for economic improvement.
Gunakan sertifikat ini sebaik-baiknya, kalau tidak.
Use the certificate as good as possible. If it is not used for collateral in the bank, please keep it in a safe place. Do not keep it in a bad place. And if you want to use it as collateral to the bank, you have to calculate.
The handover of land certificates to the people of Jember and surrounding area was held at the new Sari Utama Convention Hall, Jember. The certificates are distributed to 2,850 landowners from 8 districts or cities in East Java. Meanwhile, Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning Sofyan Jalil said there are at least about 2.7 million hectares of land in East Java province. Of this amount, only about 1.1 million are certified land. The government is targeting at least 662,000 hectares of land in East Java to be certified in 2017. Sofian Jalil also mentioned that about 551 trillion rupiah of the mortgage rights have been disbursed in 2016 in East Java. According to him, the amount has been increased to 716 trillion rupiah in the current year. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 16th Jember Fashion Carnival show in 2017 on Sunday in Jember District, East Java. In his speech, President Joko Widodo appreciated the annual art and culture event. According to him, Jember Fashion Carnival is also good compared with similar cultural art in other regions of the world. The Jember Fashion Carnival is very well prepared. The president hopes that the Jember Fashion Carnival could be improved to be an international event that is held regularly. He also hopes that Jember could be an example for other regions throughout Indonesia in showing the potential of its art to the world.
Jember ini sudah menjadi kota karnaval Indonesia.
Jember is already a carnival city of Indonesia. Jember has become an icon, not just Jember but Indonesia, so this should be developed. I also asked Minister of Tourism and Minister of Education and Culture to collaborate with Dinan Faris to improve from Indonesian level to international level to promote tourism, maybe once in 3 years for international level and every year for national level.
Furthermore, the president also mentioned the Jember Fashion Carnival is the right momentum for the development of the nation's creative industry. The 16th Jember Fashion Carnival has the theme Victory. The theme is presented into 10 unique sub-themes that describe the journey of the Jember Fashion Carnival to the international achievement. Various events are held in the Jember Fashion Carnival, among others, Kids Carnival, Artwear Carnival, Wonderful Archipelago Carnival Indonesia, and Grand Carnival. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the capital market achievement in its 40 years of operations reflects Indonesia's economic diversification. She hoped that public participation in stock ownership and transaction activity in the capital market continues to increase. Minister Sri Mulyani said in the capital market 40th anniversary in Jakarta on Sunday, August 14, that she hoped with the opening of investment galleries in many parts of Indonesia, share ownership and public participation in owning and following share trading can be expanded further. Investment galleries also provide opportunities for young people to access information about the capital market. The Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, this year has opened 57 galleries. Today, there are 297 investment galleries throughout Indonesia. The Financial Services Authority, OJK, Chief Wimbo Santoso expects Indonesian capital market industry to become one of the best in the world. The last item. Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries will immediately distribute gillnet fishing gear to 372 fishermen in East Lampung, Lampung Province, who have been using fishing gear in the area. Director General of Capture Fisheries Ministry of Marine and Fisheries, Sharif Wijaya, when socializing the aid of a substitute fishing gear from the net of Dogol to the gillnet net to hundreds of fishermen in Labuhan Maringgay Sub-District, East Lampung, Lampung Province, on Sunday, August 13, said that it will soon be measured fishing boats using fishing nets from Monday, August 14. He stated that the government is doing to create welfare for the community. According to him, with the shifting of fishing gear, the ecosystem in the sea will be maintained. He hoped the government's decision will be accepted by all local fishermen. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveys the development steps to compete globally. Indonesian President says the Scout should be innovative in keeping the unity of Indonesia. Indonesian President explains plan of Jember Airport expansion. That was the news.
This is commentary for today entitling Scouts, the Best Nation's Next Successor. Today, August 14, is celebrated as National Scout Movement Day. The history of the Boy Scout movement cannot be separated from the experience of the founder of the World Scout Movement, Lord Robert Baden-Powell. Baden-Powell's experience were then underlying adolescents coaching in the UK, which later developed into a scouting movement. In Indonesia, Scout movement has been recognized by the government with the issuance of Presidential Decree No. 238 of 1961 on Scouting Movement. This decree sets the Scout movement as the only scouting organization assigned to provide scouting education for Indonesian children and youth. Scout movement is one of the activities of non-formal education organization in at school that provides many benefits directly or indirectly to its members. Scout movement teaches various fields of sciences, as well as the formation of mental and good behavior. Through scouting activities, the members can channel and explore their talents and interests. This is because the Scouts appreciates every talent and interest of its members. In addition, scouting also becomes a place to facilitate them in accordance with the field they are interested in. In the Scouts, members can practice the scientific theories learned at school and can prove it directly, so that they can improve their intelligence and skills. Scouts in this modern era are very important, especially in developing the nature of patriotism and nationalism among adolescents. In addition, the Scout movement can also foster a sense of togetherness among its members. Amid speeding technological flows and the era of globalization, as well as terrorism attacks and the rampant circulation of drugs, Scout movement became the right choice as a forum for youth coaching, primarily to lead to the formation and improvement of human quality, in order to produce a young generation who has a personality, intelligent, and responsibility for the sustainability of nation building. Scout movement makes its members to become optimistic citizens in facing the challenges. For Scout members, the challenge is not an obstacle. On the contrary, challenges provide an opportunity and motivation to be creative. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is an outstanding event happening today in the past, today in history. In our regular Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, we start from an event on August 14, 1950 about the anniversary of South Kalimantan. South Kalimantan is a province of Indonesia. It is located on Kalimantan Island. The provincial capital is Banjarmasin. The population of South Kalimantan was recorded at over 3,625 million people at the 2010 census. One of five Indonesian provinces in Kalimantan, it is bordered by the Makassar Strait in the east, Central Kalimantan in the west and north, the Java Sea in the south, and East Kalimantan in the north. Regional House of Representatives of South Kalimantan on May 3, 1989, enacted on August 14, 1950, as the anniversary of South Kalimantan Province. The next event was in 1945 when Japan surrendered to Allied forces. On August 14, 1945, Japan announced its unconditional surrender to the Allies and effectively ended World War II in the Pacific region. Japan surrendered to the Allies after the United States dropped atomic bombs to Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6 and 9, killing nearly 200,000 Japanese citizens. Since then, August 14 and August 15 have been known as Victory Days over Japan. This term has also been used for 2nd September 1945, when the official Japanese surrender took place on board the USS Missouri ship in Tokyo Bay.
We end today in history with an event which occurred on August 14, 1961, when Indonesian Scout Movement was established. The Indonesian Scout Movement is the name of the non-formal educational organization that organizes scouting education conducted in Indonesia. Scout Movement in Indonesia has long been known as a national scouting movement with the most members in the world. The establishment of the Scout Movement in Indonesia started with a parade of about 10,000 members of the Scout Movement in Jakarta, and also followed by a defile in front of President Sukarno. The event on August 14, 1961 was then commemorated as the National Scout Movement Day. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this day in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service with Focus, entitling Indonesia's export rice to oceanic countries. Indonesia will export rice to three countries in Oceania, namely the Republic of Fiji Island, Samoa, and the Republic of Vanuatu. The rice export agreement has been made by the Minister of Agriculture of Indonesia, Andi Amran Sulaiman, with the Minister of Agriculture of each country in the office of the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 9, 2017. Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman, after signing MOU agreements with each country, said, Indonesia offers rice at a fairly cheap price of about 13,000 rupiah per kilogram. All this time, they have been buying rice at about 23,000 rupiah per kilogram. Amran Sulaiman said, the rice to be exported is taken from the land in the Indonesian border and ferry, such as land in Lingga district, Riau Island. He revealed that to this day, the ministry also continues to increase the amount of land and rice productions in the border area, especially Merauke, Papua. A 10-hectare paddy field in Merauke has been developed and more will be added. Minister Amran explained, Indonesia deliberately takes only a small profit from export of rice to create dependence, so that countries that have partnered with Indonesia will not object when the price is raised. Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman asserted that Indonesia is guaranteed not to be short of rice even though countries becoming export destinations continue to increase. He said Indonesia's rice stock is very safe because it reaches 1.7 million tons to 1.8 million tons or equivalent to the national needs during 9 months. The minister added, in addition to rice cooperation with three countries are also done for other commodities such as coconut. Indonesia will replant coconut and build plantation in border areas. Based on data of the Ministry of Agriculture, Indonesian coconut commodity export value in June 2017 reached $27,000 with a volume of more than 71 ton. The ministry also asked the industry to support the export of agricultural commodities, which are now being encouraged because the demand is quite high. According to Amran Sulaiman, in addition to the rice export, Indonesia also provides assistance by sending horticulture experts to improve agriculture in the three countries. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news and brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveyed the government's ongoing development effort to compete with other countries in the millennial era nowadays. In a public lecture at Muhammadiyah University of Jember on Sunday, President said the effort included infrastructure development in various parts of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, as the Scout leader, gave a speech during the 56th Scout Day and the 11th National Raimuna Scout Movement, which is held on August 13 to 21, 2017 at Cibubur Campground, East Jakarta. President Joko Widodo asked members of the Scout Movement not only train in rigging, but have to make breakthrough, not thinking linearly, and not get stuck in routines to anticipate global change. President Joko Widodo said the government is preparing the plan for the development of Noto Hadinegoro Airport in Jember, East Java. Speaking after distributing Smart Indonesia cards to a number of students, the president said the planned expansion of Noto Hadinegoro Airport is scheduled to begin in 2018. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Sunday in Jember, East Java, handed over land certificates to people in Jember District and the surrounding areas. The distribution of land certificates is part of the government's national priority programs. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 16th Jember Fashion Carnival Show in 2017 on Sunday in Jember District, East Java. In his speech, President Joko Widodo appreciated the annual art and culture event. According to him, Jember Fashion Carnival is also good compared with similar cultural art in other regions of the world, because the Jember Fashion Carnival is very well prepared. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the capital market achievement in its 40 years of operations reflects Indonesia's economic diversification. Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries will immediately distribute gillnet fishing gear to 372 fishermen in East Lampung who have been using fishing gear in the area. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Pombo Island in Maluku. Stay tuned. Listeners, Maluku, or internationally known with the name Moluccas or Moluccan, is one province in Indonesia. This province has a nickname as a province of thousand islands because the province has many beautiful small islands with the beautiful undersea scenery. Because of that, Pombo Island becomes a destination worth visiting by tourists. This island presents amazing tourism of underwater, which has become mini natural reserve. Listeners, Pombo Island is located between Ambon and Haruku Island. Meanwhile, administratively, the whole area of Pombo Island belongs to Salahutu Sub-District, Central Maluku Regency. The distance is only 5 kilometers from Ambon City, the capital city of Maluku Province. To go to the island, visitors can use public transportation from Ambon City. It takes around 1 hour to Tulehu Seaport, which is located at the north of the city. From the seaport to the island, visitors can use a speedboat for 10 minutes by paying around 6,000 until 100,000 rupiah. Listeners, Pombo is a beautiful small island. The island is around 2 until 3 hectares wide. The island is surrounded by white sand and trees along the beach. Its sea area is coral island, which surrounds lagoons and a series of big and small rocks. Because of the clear sea water, visitors can see the scenery of its underwater. When the sea water recedes, rock stones hidden on the seabed will appear on the surface, forming beautiful and rare scenery. Diving is favorite activity on this island. Visitors can witness the rich marine biota, starting from various fish, shell, seagrass, until various unique coral reefs. Listeners, besides exploring the undersea beauty, visitors can also enjoy the land of Pombo Island. Visitors can go around the island by walking on foot for 1 hour. Going around the island, visitors will find Malu endemic animals, namely Pombo birds and various kinds of other birds. Pombo Island is a place of Pombo birds. On this island, there is no logging facility. If you want to stay, you can stay in Ambon City. If you decide to set a tent on this island, we suggest you to bring your own equipment such as snorkeling and diving equipment, food and beverages, and medicines. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Pombo Island in Maluku. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development and Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Upacara 17 Agustus, or in English, August 17 Ceremony. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Upacara. Upacara. In English, ceremony. 17 Agustus. 17 Agustus. In English, August 17. Seragam. Seragam. In English, uniform. Di mana? Di mana? In English, where? Jam berapa? jam berapa in English? What time? Halaman. Halaman in English, yard. Depan. Depan in English, front. Kantor. Kantor in English, office. Mulai. Mulai in English, beginning. Jam 7.30 pagi. Jam 7.30 pagi in English, 7.30 a.m. Acara. Acara in English, program. Menaikkan bendera. Menaikkan bendera in English, to raise the flag. Pembacaan. Pembacaan in English, reading. Pembukaan Undang-Undang Dasar 1945. Pembukaan Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 in English, the 1945 Constitution Preamble. Menyanyikan. Menyanyikan in English, to sing. Lagu-lagu perjuangan. Lagu-lagu perjuangan in English, heroic songs. Jemput. Jemput in English, to pick up. Terlambat. Terlambat in English, be late. Besok pagi. Besok pagi in English, tomorrow morning. Next is a conversation on upacara 17 Agustus, or in English, August 17 ceremony. As usual, I will say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Annie and Mary at the office. Annie, teman-teman, besok pagi upacara 17 Agustus memakai seragam. Teman-teman, besok pagi upacara 17 Agustus memakai seragam. In English, guys, we have to attend the August 17 ceremony wearing uniform tomorrow. Mary, di mana upacaranya? Di mana upacaranya? In English, where is the ceremony held? Jam berapa upacara dimulai? Jam berapa upacara dimulai? In English, at what time the ceremony will begin? Ani, upacara di halaman depan kantor. Upacara di halaman depan kantor. In English, the ceremony will be held at the front yard of the office. Kita mulai upacara jam 7.30 pagi. Kita mulai upacara jam 7.30 pagi. In English, the ceremony will begin at 7.30 a.m. Mary, apa saja acara upacara bendera besok? Apa saja acara upacara bendera besok? In English, what kind of series program of the ceremony? A. Ani, setelah menaikkan bendera, ada pembacaan Pancasila, pembacaan pembukaan Undang-Undang Dasar 1945. Setelah menaikkan bendera, ada pembacaan Pancasila, pembacaan pembukaan Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 in English. After hoisting the flag, there will be reading of Pancasila and the reading of the 1945 Constitution Preamble. Ada juga paduan suara RRI menyanyikan lagu perjuangan. Ada juga paduan suara RRI menyanyikan lagu-lagu perjuangan. In English, they will also perform RRI choir to sing the heroic songs. Mary, apakah kamu bisa jemput saya besok? Apakah kamu bisa jemput saya besok? In English, can you pick me up tomorrow? Saya tidak mau terlambat. Saya tidak mau terlambat. In English, I do not want to be late. Ani, baiklah, sampai jumpa besok ya. Baiklah, sampai jumpa besok ya. In English, okay, see you tomorrow. Listen. listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. We meet again with me, Hernita, in today's Music Corner. In this edition, we will present you to Indonesian Kroncong songs. Well listener, to open today's segment, let's listen to a Kroncong song entitled Tanah Airku, sung by Pram Aceh.
Sungai-sungai menari melalui hutan yang menghijau menuju ke laut serta pagi berang. Sungai-sungai menari melalui hutan yang menghijau menuju ke laut.
Tanah Airku describes the natural beauty of Indonesia. The landscape of the natural ranges from its mountains, hills, valleys, rainforest to the river stream that flows into the blue ocean. Tanah Airku is the song that shows an admiration and love from Indonesian people to their homeland, Indonesia. This song was performed by Bram Titali, or better known as Bram Aceh. His strong and characteristic voice causes this man, which was born in Banda Aceh in 1913, gets a nickname as the father of Indonesia's keroncong. Bram Aceh creates a generation that colors the world of Indonesian music, such as Harvey Malaiholo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly. They are his grandchildren. Bram's career in the music industry started since he achieved the first winner in Keroncong Jakarta Raya Contest in 1955. A lot of keroncong songs were dedicated by Bram. They steal the hearts of music lovers, especially keroncong lovers. Well, listener, let's listen to a keroncong song entitled Rindu Lukisan, presented by another talented keroncong singer, M. Rifani. Happy listening.
Rindu bayangan nan meliputi para sari wajahmu, mengapa membisu seribu basah, mengapa mendusta seribu kata. Dan merindukan kumbang, dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau deh aku pun, maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasi untung di badan. Suratan hatiku nan merindu,
rindu bayangan nan meliputi para sari wajahmu. Mengapa membisu seribu pasang? Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun, maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasi, untung di badan.
Listener, the song Rindu Lukisan was M. Rifani's original kroncong, which was very popular among kroncong music lovers. Like Bram Aceh, M. Rifani also has the characteristic and beautiful voice to be listened. Besides sung by M. Rifani, this song, Rindu Lukisan, has also been performed by other kroncong singers in Indonesia. This song tells the story of two people who suppress their loves for each other. The longing feeling comes to present, but they can only keep silent in the meantime. This song has the beautiful lyrics, like a poem that perfectly matches the fineness of M. Rifani's voice. Although it is an old song, but the song is still enjoyable to be listened. Well, listeners, we now end this regular program with the last two songs of kroncong music, entitled Telaga Biru, presented by Bram Aceh, and Rayuan Pulau Kelapa, sung by M. Rifani. Happy listening and see you in the next edition of Music Corner. Bye for now.
Waktu bulan mulai bercahaya, pancarkan sinarnya. Berkilauan air di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di tengahnya bambu sejuta menghijau warnanya, gemilang sinarnya di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersukaria, menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan suri, telaga bidadari. Bunga surga nan mengharumi, telaga biru suci. di waktu malam bulan purnama terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersukaria menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan surga telaga surga nan mengharumi telaga biru suci.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.